Knowing your past lives. The very idea of past lives stems from an understanding that transcends the bounds of our physical existence. It introduces us to the notion that we are more than our bodies, our names, and our present-day identities. At our core, we are spiritual beings, on a journey that extends beyond a single lifetime. But how do we access these past lives? How do we tap into memories that our physical brain has not experienced in this life? The answer lies within us, in our higher consciousness. This higher consciousness exists beyond the realms of the physical and the conditioned mind. It's not restricted by the limitations of time and space or the boundaries of human logic. It's a part of us that remains a silent observer of our experiences, unattached yet deeply connected. This is where our past life memories are stored. On one level, we carry memories passed down to us through our DNA, from our ancestors and parents. These genetic memories are not just physical characteristics or inherited diseases. They carry echoes of our predecessors' unfulfilled desires, unresolved conflicts, and latent talents. They subtly manifest in our reality, shaping our experiences, thoughts, and aspirations. On a deeper level, our spiritual consciousness houses memories of our past lives. Unlike the brain, our spiritual consciousness doesn't store specific events or narratives, but the emotions and feelings tied to those experiences. They are stored as energies, vibrational imprints that transcend the constraints of time and space. However, our conditioned mind, our ego, and our physical senses often act as blockages, preventing us from accessing these memories. They have a tendency to filter our experiences through the lens of the known, the familiar, discarding anything that doesn't fit within the established norms. To truly see and understand our past lives, we need to detach from these physical and conditioned limitations. We need to open ourselves up to the realm of the unknown, to the profound wisdom of our higher consciousness. Only then can we begin to glimpse our past lives. One of the fundamental principles of this spiritual exploration is the understanding that while our physical forms may change, our soul remains the same. It's our soul that carries our spiritual consciousness. It is the silent observer, the thread that weaves together our varied existences across different lifetimes. Think of your physical body as a vessel, a conduit for your soul. With each reincarnation, the vessel changes, the features, the appearance, the genetic makeup, these are all different. But the essence within, your soul, remains constant. Your soul's purpose is growth and learning. With each life, it seeks new experiences, learns from them, and evolves. The physical features and the circumstances of each life are chosen to facilitate this growth, to provide unique lessons and experiences. The most fascinating aspects of this exploration is the understanding that the souls we interact with in this life are often the same souls we've encountered in our past lives. Our souls tend to travel in groups, learning and growing together, experiencing various roles in each other's lives. Imagine for a moment that our souls are actors in a grand theater. In one life, a soul may play the role of your friend, in another, it may be your rival, and in yet another, it might be your mentor. The costumes and appearances change, the settings and plots vary, but beneath it all, it's the same soul, the same actor. Each role is chosen for a purpose, to learn specific lessons, to experience different aspects of existence. The physical forms and circumstances change, but the essential soul beneath remains the same. You are essentially interacting with the same souls across lifetimes. The faces and forms might differ, but the core energy, the essence, is constant. This profound realization can add a whole new dimension to your relationships and interactions. It encourages us to see beyond the superficial, beyond the physical and temporal differences, to the soul level where we are all interconnected and essentially the same. As we journey deeper into your past lives, you might recognize these souls. You might encounter familiar energies in different forms. So, when you glimpse into your past lives, you might see faces that are different from your current one. You might experience circumstances vastly different from what you know now. But remember, these were just the physical manifestations chosen by your soul for that particular lifetime. Your soul, the core of your being, remains the same. It carries forward the wisdom, the lessons, and the love from each lifetime, applying them in the next. It is the same soul that you carry within you now, guiding you on your journey, offering you its profound wisdom. Your past lives are chapters in the grand story of your soul, a story of growth, of love, of learning. Past life regression is as real as the sky above us or the earth beneath us. It's not a question of belief but of experience, of quieting the noise of the external world and tuning into the subtle whispers of our own spirit,